Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I just threw the ball off of Tiki Barber, and the ball went out of bounds.
That is brilliant.
And so what just
happened?
It landed
on my seat, too.
Yeah, wow. I didn't actually execute it.
That was impressive.
Thank you. So what I just did, and I don't know, I think this is the most brilliant idea I've ever come up with. And I'd be curious if anyone could actually put a hole in this, because there is no hole in this. If there is a dead ball and a ball out of bounds counts as one,
that is
you
actually,
can make a substitution.
That is a great idea. I mean, it's akin to what I was saying, but it's turning it over, but not turning it over.
No, you're not turning it over. I'm not giving up possessions. Right. What I'm doing is, and we see this so many times on plays where a guy's falling out of bounds,
yes,
you will throw it off your opponent's leg. Now, the Pistons would have no idea this was coming. But if you're Deuce McBride and you're well-coached, and unfortunately, I'm not sure how well-coached the New York Knicks are. Maybe I need to start coaching a team.
They are not well-coached.
I have my player.
They are coached, not well-coached.
Thank you. I have Deuce McBride. I'm using him as an example. Ball's in his hands, and he knows, uh-oh, it's the Alamo, whatever they want to call the play. It's the Alamo.
Mm.
You want to call it something else?
It's
the Hurricane. It's the Avalanche. Mm. It's the weird, obscure play we never have to use.
Just
but we
call
have
it for whatever team you're playing.
The Piston.
Okay. Either Computer Blue, Darling Picky, something like that.
Okay, whatever you want to call it. We're calling it the Piston Blue. And Deuce McBride, Pistons have no idea, quickly just throws the ball right off Cade's leg. Ball's out of bounds, Knicks ball. Oh, okay, get in here, Josh and Jalen. Mm. Dude, I just solved it. And I haven't heard anyone else mention it. And when I brought it up to my buddy,
my buddy's
like, Evan, you're diabolical. It's a crazy idea. It's crazy like a fox.
But he meant crazy good.
I don't know if he meant it. Do you think it's crazy good?
Absolutely. Thank it's you. Crazy good.
Thank you.
I wouldn't even have thought about that. But you see it frequently. It's not like it's just a foreign play. Oh, I've never seen that play before. It happens in every game.
That play
at some
happens,
point or another.
But rarely are you in a spot that Coach Thibodeau was in where you're kind of naked here.
Yeah, because it feels like that's only a hurried, chaotic, in the moment. Wow, great thinking. He got the turnover off of, or not, he staved off a turnover by throwing it off the defender's leg. But to do it intentionally is something I don't think people have thought about. That's a great idea.
Thank you very much.
It's a great idea.
Any holes in this idea?
No, I have no holes. I do want to inform you that it was the infamous Tyshawn Taylor, though, that ran into Jason Kidd.
You didn't need to do that. You didn't need to do that, but thank you. It's good to have the information. I thought of you, Teak, because I always assume that football players are coached every possible situation.
Yeah.
And guys like Bill Belichick, guys like Tom Coughlin, guys who are great, they're prepared for everything. And what bothered me about last night, and again, there's a reason why at the beginning of this show I brought up Jalen didn't play well enough, Cat didn't play well enough, they started the game flat, they started the third quarter flat. There are reasons they lost besides that moment. But that moment was embarrassing. And that moment looked like a head coach who I have great respect for was completely unprepared for that situation.
Agreed.
For a situation where I don't have a foul to give, I don't want to use my last time out, but I'm stuck.
Yeah.
And I, a simple 41-year-old idiot, was already able to solve how you could have gotten out of it.
Right.
And I think coaches around the league should be prepared for every situation
they,
like
they
that.
They should, and Tom Thibodeau could not have stood there any more cluelessly watching his team play like they didn't know what they were doing. Right? It was the first time in a while, but it felt like on the court they were lost without Jalen Brunson in those moments. Because in clutch moments, Jalen Brunson is a maven. Like, he knows exactly what to do. The ball is in his hands. He's creative. I mean, sometimes we get criticized in game two where he didn't distribute the ball well enough, but whatever. For the most part, he is the general. And without him on the court, they didn't know what they were supposed to or should be doing. You could see it. So Tom Thibodeau, one, do have that play ready, the Evan play.
Have the Evan play ready.
Or just call the timeout.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, seriously,
look, you're,
screw the last 90 seconds of the game without the timeout. You'll figure it out. You have professionals out there. You'll figure it out without the timeout. But don't have your team look lost without its floor general in the last 90 seconds or 2 minutes because you don't want to use a timeout.
You're completely right. If you're ranking the options, yes, we may all love the Evan idea, but if that wasn't in your head, don't overthink it.
Right.
Call the timeout because you need the game to batter with 10 seconds to go. And there's no guarantee that's going to be the case. Don't treat the timeout like it's so valuable you can't use it in an emergency.
Yeah.
And this was an emergency because you have a chance to get, more so Jalen than Josh, but Josh too, two of your most important players on the floor.
Right.
And I know we'll go around the room over the next 2 days. We'll all make our predictions on what's going to happen next. I'll tell you right now, I'm already wrong. I thought Knicks in five. My gut still tells me the Knicks are going to win this series, but I'll tell you this right now. If they don't win this series, the image, just the image of Tom Thibodeau standing there like he's constipated, allowing two of his key players to not re-enter a game at the world's most famous arena, I think maybe the image
that gets him fired
of what, let this get away.
Well, it's also going to get him fired if they lose this series because it's go back to the word of the week. Egregiously bad. Timeouts are so important in all sports, right? You see it in football, baseball, everything. You see timeouts being so important. It's not really timeouts in baseball, but you know what I mean. Step away, step offs, etc. In basketball, a timeout is not more important than your best player.
Now, we all agree the Evan idea is brilliant. For some reason, ball knower JR in Somerville thinks my idea is stupid. Mm. Please explain why this brilliance doesn't work for you.
Hey.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Brunson went out of bounds, tried to save the ball, throw it off of Cade Cunningham. It's not that easy to do. You saw the best basketball player in New York try to do it, and he couldn't do it.
Different scenario. Okay? That's so, a different scenario. This is where...
Throwing the ball off a line while he's dribbling. Bro, oh, my goodness,
bro,
Evan.
Bro, I know you play ball. If you came in here to the studio, and I suck, I'm unathletic, I could easily throw the ball off your leg and have it go out of bounds, especially when you don't see it coming because nobody would see it coming.
You couldn't. No, you couldn't. Okay, and forget about all of that. I want to also bring this up before I get cut off. The low-hanging fruit is Tom Thibodeau. Listen, I heard Giannis is on the block. I want Cat out of here. I want him gone. 11 of 37 against Tobias Harris and Ausar Thompson last night were the Knicks players, okay? The whole thing is a mess because this guy can't play the four. Hart's masquerading as a four. OG and Mikal Bridges are redundant. That's the problem with this whole thing. Now, Cat is out here getting a shot block with 3 minutes to go, and you're telling me that it's Thibodeau's fault? I mean, I understand that.
No. One's saying that's Thibodeau's fault. There are a lot of reasons why they lost this game.
Right.
And if you heard the top of the show, you can easily rewind. The first few things I at least personally brought up before we got to the low-hanging fruit of Tom Thibodeau was Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns.
Right. It's not all Tom Thibodeau. The last 2 minutes of this game was Tom Thibodeau. Whether you use Evan's idea or call the damn timeout, you have to have your best player on the floor for the last 2 minutes. That is inexcusable. It looks horrible, and his response to it was made it worse. To be honest with you, coach's decision. Like, okay, coach, you usually play the dude 44 minutes, and because you don't want to use a timeout, he's going to play 38. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Right? It doesn't compute with what Tom Thibodeau usually does. That's why it's frustrating.
And Evan, even if your plan didn't work, it would still go out of bounds. It would still be a turnover. So they would be a stoppage either way.
Right.
Either way,
JR was wrong. You could throw it off a guy's leg. Catch it maybe.
But I'm not planning to turn it over. I don't feel comfortable giving the possession away.
But even if you do turn it over, it stops the clock.
Right. You're getting Brunson in the game.
Then it becomes my idea.
Right.
Intentionally turn the ball over.
And it's completely different than the inbounds play he talked about where I thought the Knicks were going to pull it off and actually get the ball back. I think at that point down by three. It's different because everyone's expecting it.
Right.
Like, no one, as the Knicks are setting up their offense, is going to expect Deuce McBride to purposely throw the ball off the leg of Cade Cunningham. It's completely different. And yes, you're right. Worst case scenario, it goes out of bounds. It's a turnover. I at least get Jalen Brunson back in the game.
There is breaking news surrounding the New York Jets, Evan.
The New York Jets. Yes. They changed their mind. Rodgers is back. I'm just kidding.
Days after the NFL draft, in which they did not select a quarterback, Jordan Travis has now informed the Jets he's retiring from the NFL.
Wow. Retiring. So that recovery from that injury.
It was a fractured and dislocated ankle in which he suffered a setback last year, and he is now going to retire from the NFL.
Wow. What a stunning turn of events. We've mentioned his name a lot as that wild card option, that other lottery ticket. And Jordan obviously makes the decision to walk away from the game after trying to recover from this thing for like a year and a half now. That's shocking. And you're right, to your point. Like, I thought it made sense for the Jets to add another quarterback in this draft because I looked at Jordan Travis anyway and said, I don't know what to expect from him. Right. The guy's missed a year and a half due to injury.
He hasn't played since, 2022? Three?
No, he played at the end of that 2023 season.
Yeah, it was like December of 23. So it's been a year and a half. So obviously he's had enough setbacks to decide to walk away. So, interesting. You know what that means? Once the Giants get rid of Tommy DeVito, we'll bring him in. He'll be our third stringer after.
You might be right.
You might be right.
I know I'm right. I wasn't saying that sarcastically.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.